And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And we're going to get started for you right now. Michigan lawmakers are weighing new legislation aimed at slowing the pace of utility rate increases across the state. At a committee hearing in Lansing, officials reviewed a proposal that would limit how often utility companies can raise rates, from once a year to once every 3 years. Supporters say the change would give residents more predictability as energy costs continue to climb. And some Michigan customers report sharp increases in their monthly bills in recent years, with lawmakers noting that more than $1 billion in electric rate hikes have been approved over the past 5 years. Under the current system, utility providers can file for rate adjustments annually, with final decisions made by the Michigan Public Service Commission. The proposed bill would stretch that timeline with the goal of improving transparency and easing the burden on households. Residents who spoke on the issue said they are not against paying higher costs when necessary, but want more notice and consistency so they can plan ahead. Utility companies, however, are raising concerns. Consumers Energy says limiting rate cases could delay investments in infrastructure and potentially impact service reliability over time. The legislation remains in early stages, with more discussions expected as lawmakers work toward a version that could advance in the state legislature. And the Michigan Senate has approved bipartisan legislation aimed at limiting mandatory overtime for hospital nurses. Lawmakers voted 21-16 in favor of the bills, which would restrict hospitals from requiring nurses to work beyond their scheduled shifts, except during emergency situations, such as public health crises or mass casualty events. Supporters say the change is needed to address fatigue and burnout, noting that some nurses have been required to work shifts lasting upwards of 18 hours during current practices. The legislation would also require at least 8 hours of rest after a 12-hour shift, unless a nurse voluntarily agrees to waive that time. It includes protections against disciplinary action for those who refuse overtime, and hospitals that violate the rules could face fines starting at $1,000, increasing with each repeated offense. The bills now move to the Michigan House for further consideration. And we will be right back after this brief PSA next.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. I'm Tate Cervantes, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.